Hospital groups are suing the Trump administration to block a rule that would compel them to publish their negotiated prices with insurers. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court last Wednesday. It claims the new requirement is a violation of the First Amendment and goes beyond the statutory intent of the Affordable Care Act. Joining me now to discuss this is Jim Hammond, publisher of The Hertel Report, a newsletter that covers the managed care industry. Jim is also a consultant. He negotiates price deals between hospitals and insurers. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are hospitals' concerns with this rule?
Well, there are a few concerns. The first is that much of this information is confidential. They are put forth in contracts that expressly say that this is confidential information and you're not supposed to share it. There's also language in those contracts that says anything in this contract is subject to federal law. So if this is a federal law, then they will need to deal with it. The second reason is that it's a lot of work to try to figure out how to be completely transparent with consumers in a very complicated industry.
Why is that such a complicated thing to do?
Well, hospitals especially have many things that they do that they create charges for. So they create a price. So there's a huge database full of prices that they would have to somehow manage and create ways for consumers to get into their computer systems and look around for rate information. And that's infrastructure that they don't have now.
So when hospitals say this would cost, you know, tens of billions of dollars nationwide, is that what they're referring to?
Yes, they're talking about the work that would go into it to create this transparency tool.
Now, there are laws on the books, I believe here in Arizona and elsewhere, that require hospitals and doctors' offices to list the actual price of some of the most common procedures done.
Right.
Did hospitals have the same kinds of problems doing that as they seem to be having complying with this?
Well, there are a couple of different reasons for this concern. The first one is that this law is not just about what the going price is. So hospitals have what we call billed charges, and this is like the retail price. And then there's the negotiated price, the price that they've negotiated with the health plan. And so telling everyone what their retail price is not that hard. Telling people what they've negotiated with health plans and payers, that's much more problematic.
But that's actually the cost of the health care, right?
That is really more realistic to the patient. The patient that is insured is subject to that discount that the health plan has already negotiated.
So does this suggest then, this concern about complying with this rule, does this suggest maybe that the way that healthcare is priced needs a revamp?
Well, I would certainly say that. There's a lot of opportunity for both sides, the health plans and the hospitals, to do a better job. Consumers are left in the dark. They are left out of these negotiations. I don't think it's necessarily important for a consumer to know exactly what Cigna is paying to Banner for a specific service. But what I think is important is, what is it going to cost me? If I've met my deductible, what is it going to cost me? If I haven't met my deductible, what is it going to cost me? And there really aren't very good tools for consumers to figure that out.
Well, and that seems to be the argument, right? Like, you're not going to negotiate a price or price shop if you need to go to the ER for something. But if it's an elective procedure or, you know, something that isn't urgent, a consumer would probably like to know, if I go to hospital X, it's going to cost me this much. If I go to hospital Y, it's going to cost me this much based on what insurance I have.
Right. And right now, that's very, very hard to do. You have to be an industry insider to really be able to figure that out. So I think that this is the first step that the administration is taking to work toward transparency, help the consumer, and it's really on both of these parties. It's on the insurance companies and the health plans that have a contract that says this is how we're going to pay bills, for them to include the third person in that relationship, and that's the consumer.
So do you see that there might be some kind of compromise to be had here?
Well, I don't know if there's compromise, but one way or the other, these hospitals have got to get on this. They've got to be ready for this. They can fight about it, and unfortunately, fighting about it costs more money, and it takes more time. So in the meantime, I think there's a lot that both the hospital industry and the health insurance industry can do to help consumers make better decisions.
All right. That is Jim Hammond. He's publisher of The Hertel Report, which is a newsletter that covers the healthcare industry. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.